Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
L.A. Mayor's race, it's now over. In the history books, Karen Bass will be taking over at City Hall next month, but her opponent won't be vanishing or riding off into the sunset.
Yeah, no, far from it. Rick Caruso still has big plans, he says, for what he wants to accomplish in Los Angeles. Mr. Caruso is here with us now to talk about his future, and now that the election is wrapped up, what he intends to do. Rick, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you and your family. So I got to start off because I got to ask you this. So the other day I was at a local supermarket. I went to buy a sandwich. It was a supermarket that normally charged like $7.99 for a sandwich. They've raised it to $10, and I'm still upset that it was $10. You, on the other hand, you've gone through, if all the reporting is right, roughly $100 million of mostly your own money, didn't get the job you wanted. You don't seem to be that upset. Are you hiding it well?
You know, listen, my disappointment revolves around I was eager to get in office and start making some changes very quickly. You know, getting the homeless off the streets and giving them the care they need and cutting down crime and making neighborhoods safer. So my disappointment is that I'm not going to be able to do that, you know, from the mayor's office. And listen, the amount of money I spent really is not the issue at all, because I had to invest to get my message out. I haven't been in politics for 20 years and not a national figure. So it was a lot of money. It was something I wanted to do because I care greatly about the city, and the city's in trouble. We all know it. And, you know, we all want to support everybody who's going to be on the new council and Karen in the mayor's office, and hopefully they make some changes quickly.
It was really
because people are expecting it.
Yeah, it was really a hard-fought race between you and Karen Bass. You didn't win. All in all, was it worth the money and all the hard work? We know you really put your heart and soul into this campaign as well. Was it all worth it?
Oh, God, yes. It was absolutely worth it. First of all, I'm always in 100% with anything that I do. And, you know, when I decided to run for mayor, I'm going to give it my all, because I wasn't looking for a job. I was on a mission to help people that have felt unheard and disenfranchised from the system. And we accomplished that, you know, enormous amount of support. Remember, I started with 5% early on. Karen started with about 32, 35%. And ran against, you know, four other career politicians. But we framed the issues and got our messages out there. And that's what I'm very proud of. And put together policies and programs that will solve them. And I really do hope that our mayor-elect, takes whatever she wants from our programs and starts implementing it. But absolutely it was worth it. And we gave people a lot of hope and pride and really showed that the city could be in a much better place with some good decision-making and some good leadership.
Rick,
I don't think that's going away.
Other than when you spoke with Mayor-elect Bass on the night, election night, or actually the night when you ended up conceding to her, Have you had any further conversations with her more recently, or have discussed any kind of role you might have?
No, we haven't spoken since a couple of days after the election.
How would you describe your relationship with Karen Bass moving forward?
Well, I'm going to support and you know, anybody who's in a leadership position that can change the direction of the city. And I'm going to be supportive, of course. We got so much at risk here. And like we talked about, we got people dying in the streets and neighborhoods that are very unsafe. So I'm going to be very supportive. I've known Karen for a long time, and I wish her all the best.
Have you reached out to her since, again, that concession phone call, or has she made any attempt to reach out to you?
No, we haven't spoken to each other.
Does that surprise you?
No, I don't think, you know, listen, she's got her work to do, and she's got to put an administration together and do what she's got to do, and she's, I'm sure, very busy, and I'm busy. I'm actually back up the streets, and I'm going around the city and thanking the people that were so supportive. Today, me and my family, my wife, Tina, and the kids, we're in South L.A., and, you know, handing out turkey dinners that for an organization that's a tremendous organization down in South L.A., Justice for Murdered Children. And we had 300 families picking up Thanksgiving dinner. You know, I'm going to continue to be involved in this community and stay very active.
During the campaign, as I'm sure you remember, one of the criticisms that were leveled at you was that if you cared that much about the homeless problem, why didn't you build more affordable housing? And your answer usually was, and correct me if I'm wrong, but along the lines of that wasn't really your business. You were in the business of building things like The Grove, for example. But I'm wondering, now that you've gone through this campaign to be mayor and have touched so many lives that perhaps before you didn't have an opportunity to touch, if you might refocus some of your business efforts more toward building affordable housing in the city.
Well, Charles, I may. I'm looking at a lot of different options and how I can do that. And, you know, it was never my core business. And it's like all of us, we have core businesses. And I've always been a believer, you stick with what you know, and that's how you do well and be effective. But what I would think about doing is maybe teaming up with somebody that knows how to build affordable housing, is already in the business, or maybe bringing a team on and doing it ourselves. So we're looking at that as an option. I'm also going to be meeting with all the care providers down in and around Skid Row and see how I can be more helpful to them from a private sector side. So I'm looking at a whole bunch of different options. But yeah, I'm going to stay very engaged in the city.
Another big issue during the campaign in this city is crime. What can and still be done to battle that, and how might you be able to assist the new mayor?
You know, that really comes down from the mayor's office. Same, you know, from the homeless situation, because the mayor's got authorities that no private citizen has. But I'm very worried about crime continuing to rise. And I never agreed with Karen's plan on this. I hope she rethinks it. I hope she gets a lot of good advice now that she's going to be in office. But we've got to get more officers on the street, and we've got to have more black and whites around, and we got to have a stronger community policing program. I was, like I said, just down in South L.A., and, you know, the murder rate continues to rise, the gang violence continues to rise, and it's all around the city. It's got to be dealt with very quickly.
I'm curious, Rick, there are a number of events, and you've talked about this throughout the campaign, in your own life that had profound impact on you. And everybody, I think, has those experiences. I'm wondering how this run for mayor of the city of Los Angeles, and all, as I've said, all the people that you've now touched and who have touched you in the course of that, how do you think it's changed you, if it has?
Well, it's changed me from the standpoint that it was an experience of a lifetime, and going through it with my wife and my four children was just an incredible experience, because we were with people dear, hardworking, very modest people in neighborhoods throughout this city that, like I said, feel very disenfranchised and embraced and were in their homes. And we gave them hope and they gave us hope. And it made me, as my son Gregory said in that commercial that was cut, fall in love even more with the city of Los Angeles. I am such a believer in the greatness of the city, even more so now. But it really, the greatness is happening in the hardworking areas of this town, the modest areas where people really need help. They want to be safe. They're willing to work hard, and they do, but they're worried about crime, and they're worried about the education of their kids. But you just see the dearness throughout this city in these communities, and it, frankly, you ask me if I have any regrets or the spending of the money, none at all, because it even motivates me more to find ways to support them and be with them, and I'm not going to forget that, and I'm going to stay involved as I was the other day back out on Boyle Heights again.
Well, let me ask you this then. Is there anything, if you could change anything about the campaign, would you?
You know, I think you always look back. I've never been a candidate before, so everything was a rapid learning experience. I had some really great people helping me out, but I don't think so. You know, I was running against a system, and that was very apparent very quickly. And, you know, you got to remember, brand new candidate. I had a president fly out. I had a former president get involved. I had a vice president come out twice. This was my own party. I had a former vice president. I had a senator come out. I mean, that's never happened in a local election. And so, you know, this was all about somebody wanting to do good and be an outsider to come in. And boy, that the old guard system was obviously very threatened by that.
Very quick question
and
to you.
Everybody took notice.
We're going to run out of time. So very quick question, Rick. Are you going to stay a Democrat?
Of course. A Democrat, I'm going to get very involved, and I'm going to make the tent bigger and make people feel welcome.
And could we see you run again?
What we should be doing.
Could we see you at any point run again?
I don't know. You know, it's really early on. I never thought I would even think about running again. But
wait. Hold on a second, because we're running out of time. But that's interesting, Rick, because you said, in fact, on this very show in the past, yeah. I asked you that question, and you said if you lost, you would not run again. Now you're saying, well, maybe.
Could the door still be open?
You know what? I just said, I don't know. I just said it's so early on. But I got to admit something.
Yeah.
I fell in love with being around this city and seeing people and campaigning. It energized me. I loved every minute of it. And so all I can say, it was a great experience, and I love being on your guys' show. And I hope you have me back on again, and I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving and a great holiday, and God bless everybody in L.A.
We'd love to have you back.
Yes, absolutely.
Rick, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
And thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
And again, we have reached out, of course, to Mayor-elect Karen Bass. We've invited her on In Depth. We haven't heard back as yet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.